You are listening to the Career Lounge podcast with Ada Ofonri, where we discuss how to define success on your own terms in order to create your dream career and business. All of the information from this podcast episode will be in the show notes, which can be found at thecareerlounge.com. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Career Lounge with Ada Ofonri. I'm so honored that you're choosing to spend a bit of your day with me today, and I'm really enjoying all the feedback that I've been getting about previous episodes. Thank you so much, everyone who has taken the time to subscribe and also to write reviews for the podcast. I am so grateful and I'm so excited to have you continue to tune in every single week. This week, we're going to be speaking on the subject of pruning, and specifically pruning to grow your career. Now, it sounds like a bit of a weird concept, right, for a career coach and a talent specialist to speak on. The concept of pruning is typically one that you'd expect a gardener to speak of, right? But bear with me here. We're going to land somewhere reasonable, I promise you. So first of all, let's look at the definition of pruning, right, or the definition of prune. According to the most reliable dictionary out there, Google, prune is a verb meaning to cut away dead or overgrown branches or stem, especially to encourage growth. So the question I have for everyone listening today is, how often are you pruning areas of your life as well as your career? And would you agree every now and then our phone book and our relationships deserve a good pruning? Now, if you're someone who is good at pruning, how often do you do it? I believe it was Lovey Ajayi, the New York Times bestselling author, who spoke about deleting numbers you haven't used for a year at the end of every year. I'm still working up the courage to be able to do that personally. I'm not there yet. But if our lives and personal relationships can benefit from pruning, so also can our careers. From the responsibilities we hold to the different aspects of our careers that we manage, everything deserves to be looked at and to be reassessed on a case-by-case basis. So I'll give this personal example. Until recently, I was running two types of coaching programs. One that focused on career transitions, which most people who have come to me for, and the other focused on financial services career coaching, more specifically for people in quantitative and trading professions. I felt really stretched mentally doing these two types of coaching programs and found it difficult to really apply myself to really growing both of them. So I turned to one of my coaches and her question knocked me back. She asked me, "What makes your heart sink?" And the minute she asked that question, I knew what my answer would be. It was so simple. I was going to put the finance-specific coaching on the back burner. It wasn't that I didn't enjoy doing it, because I do love doing it. It's just that I love coaching people from a variety of backgrounds as well. So sometimes we can be so practical in our head that we forget to ask ourselves if we actually like something. We forget to ask ourselves if something remains enjoyable to us or fun, or if it's serving us. So I do get it though, because in life and in our careers, it is important to be practical. I know that there are many people in jobs right now who cannot definitively say that their work makes their heart sing, but they stay doing what they're doing because they've got bills and they've got responsibilities, right? And while that is true, the reality is that unless you, me, all of us change our mindset to allow us to begin to see the possibility of a future where we're doing exactly what we want to do, then it is very, very easy to remain stuck for longer than we need to.
So how does pruning aspects of our careers actually help us? Well, first of all, it frees up your time, right? Because you're no longer doing things that don't serve you. Secondly, it frees up your energy, right? Third is that it gives you space, mental space, to be more creative and to flourish. Number four is that it allows your activities to catch up to who you've become. Sometimes the activities that we carry out on a day-to-day basis are a relic of our past selves, and they haven't really caught up with who we've become. And finally, it enables you to evolve, right? Human beings are constantly in motion. You're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. And if we're all aspiring to move forward and to evolve and to be better and better versions of ourselves, then pruning allows you to be able to do so. So what exactly do we need to prune, though? Let's dig into this a bit deeper. Are you one of the 61% of the workforce that is currently contemplating a change of career during the COVID-19 pandemic and beyond? Has the time you spent working from home caused you to reassess your career goals and aspirations? Are you finding it a bit difficult to gain clarity, confidence, and strategy needed for a successful career transition? Hi, my name is Ada Ofunri. I created Career Moves, a 3-month career transition coaching program for professionals seeking to reestablish, reinvigorate, and reinvent their careers. Whether you are an experienced professional seeking your next important move, a parent returning to the workforce after maternity leave, or an executive looking to completely pivot into a brand new career, Career Moves is a program that will allow you to get out of your own way and start doing the things you need to do for a successful career transition. It comprises of several sessions that will help you take stock of your skills and experience, gain clarity on your next move, perfect your career story, enhance your personal brand, and learn how to market yourself effectively in the current job market to get into your dream career. You also get access to a range of resources and templates to support you along the way. To sign up for a complimentary career audit, please go to adaofunri.com and click on the Let's Talk button to schedule your session. So what exactly do we need to prune, though? Let's dig into this a bit deeper. Well, I think that there are a number of different categories, but I want to focus on 3 specific categories for the purpose of today's podcast. The first is you need to prune things that you're good at so that you can make space for things that you're great at. Let me say that again. You need to prune things that you're good at so that you can make space for things that you're great at. Let's dig even deeper into this concept. Now, the author Gay Hendricks, he has a book called The Big Leap. And in the book, he talks about 4 zones that human beings can typically sit in. The first zone is the zone of incompetence. And that's typically when you're doing something that you're not that skilled at, right? Usually at the beginning of learning something, you're not competent in it. The second zone is the zone of competence, and that is when you're becoming increasingly more efficient at performing certain tasks, but you don't particularly stand out. You're not really exceptional. You're competent. The third zone is the zone of excellence, and this is where you've become really skilled. You've typically cultivated your skills over time, and many, many, many people sit here, right? You've gained a lot of experience. You're good at something. You're probably quite known for it. And so many people sit in the zone of excellence. But there I say it, if you sit in your zone of excellence and you don't get the opportunity to explore the 4th zone, which is the zone of genius, then it could be that you're shortchanging yourself. And the zone of genius is this zone where you begin to really capitalize on your innate abilities. You double down on them. This is when you're getting into flow. This is when people typically talk about purpose and meaning behind the work that they do. It typically requires introspection and is oftentimes quite idealistic as well. And sometimes for people to really pursue their zone of genius, they engage in some kind of risk, right? Some significant risk. They might give up certain things in their career in order to pursue that idealistic venture that they have. So at work, this might mean that you're giving up on certain tasks you're good at and that you're known for, and completely retraining or moving into a completely different department, or even completely changing careers in order to pursue your higher purpose and to engage in your calling. So the first thing we need to prune is things that you're good at to make space for things that you're great at. The second thing that needs pruning are things that no longer serve you, right? These are things that you've kind of held on to because it's just over time you've held on to those things, right? So it could be a long-standing project, or it could be a long-term employee that perhaps was really good at one point but hasn't been performing well for a long time, and potentially they're actually quite toxic to the rest of the team. It could be long-held dreams and goals that you haven't investigated for a long time. These things deplete your energy and they take away valuable mental space that you could be putting towards new things. So these are things that no longer serve you. Some people describe some of these things as sick. If you were a gardener, these are maybe the parts of the plant or the tree that are sick. You know, they're not performing as well as they could do. And so you've got to make the decision about whether you cut it off or whether you persevere with it. And the final area that needs to be pruned are things that are dead, right? Things that are holding you back. So these are typically old processes, old systems, old mindsets. This is where people typically hold on to things and methods because that's the way they've always done them, or that's how they define themselves, or that's what they've become known for. So these are areas that need to be pruned. If it's no longer serving you, you're no longer fulfilled by it, you're no longer having fun, then these are the things to prune. So how exactly do you go about pruning your career? Well, the first thing is you've got to be pruning with purpose and intent, right? You've got to ensure that it's meaningful. And you've also got to consider where you're going, where you want to be ultimately, and think about things in terms of the traffic light system, which is things that you want to stop, things that you want to start, and things that you want to continue in order to get there. And this question is particularly important for people who perhaps feel stagnant in their careers right now, or they're caught in a vicious cycle of busyness, right? So if you are one of these people, what I want you to do now is I want you to pause the podcast here and go grab a pen and paper and then hit continue. There are a few questions that I want you to ask yourself about your career and your work life, and here they are. Question number one, am I being effective in my everyday life and career? Do I enjoy the things that I do? And what about the things that I do on a daily basis or that I do for work do I actually enjoy? What are the things that I no longer enjoy doing? Question number four or five, if you're counting. What are the things that I'm currently doing out of habit or because that's the way I've always done it? What are alternative ways in which I could do those things I just wrote about? What do I choose to stop doing from this point forward? Remember, human beings, we're always at will, right? You can always choose to stop something. You can always choose to start something. You can always choose to continue something. What am I choosing to delegate from this point forward? What am I choosing to start doing from this point forward? And what am I choosing to continue doing from this point forward? What are the possibilities for my life moving forward, even if I don't think it's realistic or I have zero idea about how I can make it happen? What relationships do I need to prune, personally and professionally? What personal behaviors of mine do I need to prune? Now, take your time with each of these questions, right? And really ponder the answers and allow yourself to just sort of flow and to just journal on these questions. And now that you've answered them, I want you to end by writing down at least 5 aspects of your life or your career or both that could do with pruning, and put down the specific actions that you're going to take and the date by which you're going to do them. So fantastic. Well done. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Career Lounge. If so, did you know that I post regularly on LinkedIn and also co-host a new Clubhouse series called The Career Pivot every Wednesday at 6 p.m. GMT? If we're not yet connected, do connect with me on both LinkedIn and Clubhouse and across all other social media. I am at Ada Ofonri on all platforms. And do join us every Wednesday on Clubhouse at 6 p.m. Our room is called The Career Pivot, and we'll be discussing all aspects of career transitions, career pivots, and we'll be giving out tips and answering your questions live to help you to be able to navigate your career transition successfully.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave a review. To continue the conversation, please join us at the Career Lounge Facebook group.